I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
We want to pray tonight as we are in the month of wisdom. We want to pray tonight for the spirit of wisdom. Amen. Oh, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Accessing divine wisdom. Accessing divine wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Accessing divine wisdom. We are in our month of wisdom and we want to pray certain prayers that will affect our life as far as success is concerned. Turn your Bibles to Jude 1 verse 25. Jude 1 verse 25. To God our Savior, or to the only wise God, to the only wise God, Jude 1:25, King James. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Can I hear an amen? Oh, can I hear an amen?
Amen.
You must understand that we serve the God who is a God of all wisdom. Tell someone about you, we serve the God of all wisdom. The Bible calls him the all-wise God. The all-wise God. That means the God of all wisdom. He has wisdom than any entity, any personality, anyone. The God of all wisdom. Jesus died to make this wisdom of God available for you and I. The Bible tells us in Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, says, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. And so, Jesus Christ died to receive for us certain blessings. And one of it is wisdom. Because God is an all-wise God. And if we are going to benefit of his wisdom, then we can only benefit it on the platform of our salvation, which is through Christ Jesus. So Jesus died and received for us the all-wise God, or the wisdom of the all-wise God. Amen. So wisdom, you must understand, is an essential spiritual commodity for the success of any life. So wabrabobe siwu yea. Adia bakwa ewa seye fapim wabrabobe eye nyansa. Everyone say wisdom. Oh, say wisdom. You know, a lot of times we focus on many other things aside wisdom when it comes to spiritual warfare. Most of the time, Christians ignorantly put aside wisdom and try to engage other spiritual weapons always in most matters. There are many people who resort only to prayer when it comes to things. There are people who resort to only seed sowing. There are people who resort to other spiritual dimensions. But hardly do you hear Christians focusing on the application of wisdom. And we tend to think that it is not a spiritual thing. But wisdom is a very, very spiritual blessing. That when God is blessing a man, he gives him wisdom. If you are going to succeed in any venture of your life, say, as a young person, it comes by wisdom. If it will be well with you as a young lady, it comes by wisdom. If it will be well with you as a young man, it comes by wisdom. If it's going to be well with you as a businessman or a businesswoman, it is by wisdom. If it's going to be well with you as a ministry person, it's by wisdom. Like everything you are doing anchors on wisdom. But wisdom is one of the virtues you hardly pray about. You can spend 1 hour praying against your enemies, and it will never occur to you to also pray for yourself for wisdom. And that is why I'm saying that a lot of Christians, we are very, very concentrated with other things, with many other things, and yet we trivialize the place of wisdom in matters. But let me tell you, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, but unto them which are the called, or which are the known, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the wisdom of God. That's 24. Christ is the wisdom of God and also the power of God. So most of the times we tend to focus on only the power dimension, and we neglect the wisdom dimension of God. But the coming of Jesus is to make two things available for us, power and wisdom, to both the Greeks and then to the Jews. Because the Jews, they believe in power, sign, show us a sign. But the Greeks, they are more enlightened. So they also are interested in wisdom. Wisdom, philosophy, new idea, knowledge. But you see, Christ is the totality of God's power for those who are after power. And it's also the totality of God's wisdom for those who are after wisdom. Can I hear an amen? So whether you are looking for power or you are looking for wisdom, Christ is still the answer. So it will be very, very myopic on our part to only focus on the power for other things, falling under the anointing, killing the enemy, dealing with the opposition or the witches or wizards, dealing with several other things, power to work miracles, and then we hardly pray for wisdom to succeed, because Christ is not just power. There are things that will answer by power, but there are things that will only answer to wisdom. Tell somebody by you, there are things that only answers to wisdom. And even Jesus himself is a man of wisdom. When you read somewhere, John chapter 8, the Bible says when Jesus was speaking concerning Abraham and told the Pharisees that your father Abraham, okay, he made reference to Abraham, and he told them something concerning Abraham, and they became offended that you are just 30 years old, you are not even 50 years. Where did you see Abraham? Okay, for you to say that before Abraham was, you were. You see, it was a long discourse that Jesus was having that had to do with Abraham and other known figures of the Jewish faith. Bible says that when he has said that, John chapter 8, I'm speaking from John chapter 8, please. When he has said that unto them, the Bible says in the last verse, they decided to stone him, verse 59. They decided to stone him, and they up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so he passed by. When they took up stones to kill Jesus, Jesus did not go and receive the stones. Tell somebody wisdom. Jesus dodged. Like somebody said, if you have power, go and stand in the road and see if a car or not. But you see, that's lack of wisdom. You may have power, but wisdom will kill you. Lack of wisdom will kill you. Foolishness. The Bible says that when they took up stone to kill Jesus, Jesus did not stand there. But is he not the Son of God? Is he not God incarnate? God who has appeared physically. If people have taken up stones to stone you, won't you just blow one wind and just show some power? But the Bible says that he swept them. Other verses will tell you that. And he sneaked. And he mingled himself with the crowd. I said that if people are chasing you, then you enter into a crowd, then they start looking for you, then you mingle yourself like that. Jesus mingled himself with the crowd and escaped. But you say you are anointed. So I'll face them squarely. It is wisdom. Wisdom. Amen. Oh, amen. Tell somebody, don't die before your time. Yeah, because wisdom can make you die. Because Jesus would have been killed. That day would have been the day Jesus was killed. For speaking in court to bring down the image of Abraham. Because they hype Abraham so much. And you say that before Abraham was, you were. Like you are. And you make yourself the boss of Abraham. They will kill. They have every grounds to kill you that day. They don't need Pilate. So Jesus realized that he was about to die before his time. So he had to use wisdom to escape the death. Learn how to use wisdom to escape your enemies. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Learn how to use wisdom to succeed at whatever you are doing. The fact that a pastor has prayed for you that, oh, receive, maybe your business is going to blow up, does not mean that you don't need wisdom. You have to rather use wisdom. 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 Oh, this year you are going to marry. Then you receive that prophecy. Then you walk in foolishness. You will be surprised. You will be surprised. You will be surprised that you have received all. Because, you see, Christ is not just the power of God. It's also the wisdom of God. There is a way to do things. Tell somebody, there's a way to go about things. There's a way to go about that business you are handling. There's a way to go about that job you are involved, that career you are in. There's a way to go about the ministry work. There's a way to go about whatever you are looking for. There's always a way to go about it. Wisdom is the principal thing in all you're getting. Get wisdom, get understanding. Are you guys what I'm saying? So wisdom is the principal. You need wisdom. Scripture says, for wisdom shall be the stability of our times. And so you cannot belittle wisdom. Proverbs 4 verse 7. So why is wisdom important? Why is wisdom very, very important? I've even mentioned that. Why is it number one? Wisdom is key to life. Wisdom is key to life. For you to have life and longevity of life, you must be a man or a woman of wisdom. And that's why tonight you are going to focus and pray for wisdom. Last week you were killing the devil and witches. Tonight you are praying for wisdom. Amen. Because Christianity is not just power ministration or power life. It's also a wisdom life. You need wisdom because it is a key to long life. Tell somebody, it's a key to long life. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 12. Ecclesiastes 7 verse 4. And I'm going to read that. You understand why people die young. A lot of people die foolish death. I'm not the one who said it. The Bible calls it foolish death. Read it. One go. For wisdom is a defense. Everybody say wisdom is a defense. Wisdom is like you are building defense for yourself. You are protecting yourself. Wisdom can protect you. Tell somebody about your wisdom is what will protect you. That means that when you are walking in foolishness, it exposes you to harm. It exposes you to your enemies. It takes wisdom to hide your success when you start. It takes wisdom to hide. Huh? A lot of people, have you seen me using the church building for my WhatsApp status? And have you ever seen me? Say wisdom is defense. Wisdom is defense. It's not everything I bring out. By the time I'm bringing something out, it means the time is up and maybe I've been instructed by God to do something. But most of the things I do is secretly. It happens before everybody will know that, bam, something has happened. I get what I'm saying? Because wisdom is your defense. By the time you start exposing, you see, it is because of wisdom. That's why when I'm going to my family house, I park a distance away and I walk to my family house. Why can't you drive there? I thought you were anointed. Can they kill you? Can somebody do something to you? Nobody can do anything to me, but wisdom is the principal thing. Jesus sneaked. He pretended. You see, the other day, said the scripture for me. The other day, when David had to run from Saul and found himself as a refugee in the midst of the Philistines. Do you remember the Philistines? Just some few 2 or 3 years ago, he killed their giant. cut off the head of their giant and scattered their whole army. And the Philistines lost the battle. So the number one enemy they are looking for is called David. And David too has run away from his own hometown because the king he fought for was after him. Are you getting what I'm saying? And there was nowhere he could hide than among the Philistines. Bible says that when they discovered that it was David, they wanted to kill him. So David decided to behave like he was mad. Tok tok. And saliva was just draining from his mouth. Then he was walking some way like he was tok tok. So when they wanted to arrest him, then the king even said, oh, Lord, even this guy, our gods have even punished him already. Look at him. Now he's now tok tok. Leave him alone. Leave him. Our gods have dealt with him. But that was David's trick to escape the sword. Why didn't he go to draw a sword? Where was his catapult and his stone? Is it not his catapult and stone he brought down their leader? He should have just brought out his catapult and said, have you forgotten? That day he would be chinga for them. But he behaved like he was lunatic, biting himself, eating from the rubbish. There's a heap. And they said, this guy, our God's crap have punished him already for us. Let's leave him. He's under a curse. That was how come he escaped. It's a wisdom. Samuel was going to anoint David. Ever listen to me. We are going to pray for wisdom. When we pray for wisdom, it's because you are not killing your enemies. You don't want to pray. Listen, you need it more. Christ is not just the power. It's also the wisdom of God. When Saul, you see, Samuel would have died before his time. Saul would have killed Samuel. If God, Saul was the king, he would just give one command and the head of Samuel would go. I forgot how Herod gave one command and a whole John the Baptist, his head went. The one Jesus calls the greatest of all prophets, including Samuel. His head just went like that by one command of Herod. Because a small girl danced, it took the head of John the Baptist. Samuel's head would have gone on a silver platter, just in that same way. Because he was going to anoint another king when there is a living king. He was not dead. So he told God that, God, I cannot go. Saul will kill me. And look at what God told him. Go and intentionally pretend like you are coming to anoint, you are coming to perform a sacrifice. Don't let them know you are coming to anoint a king. Just tell the town elders that you are here for a sacrifice. So Samuel went in the name of a sacrifice. Old man, what are you doing here? I'm coming to sacrifice. Meanwhile, he was not coming to sacrifice. He was actually coming to appoint the next king. But wisdom will have it that there are things they are true, but you must not say them. It's wisdom. But pastor, he was lying. When you get to heaven, go and ask God. God was the one who told him that he should say he's coming to sacrifice. God was the one. So there are things that wisdom will help you to escape. Some of you, the way you answer, there was a gentleman who was sacked from his workplace. Sacked from his workplace. Why did they sack you? So me, I told my boss that after this, so if he said, me, I will not do it. Oh. Me, I cannot do it. Me, the moment it is this time, me, I will close. Oh. And I said, you see, you are zealous for God, but you are not wise. You don't talk to your brother in as much as you don't want to work during certain hours or something. That's not how to talk to your boss. That's not how to say it. There is a way that we go about it. You could have still achieved what you want to achieve without talking that way. Meanwhile, the person who say that, I lost my job because of God. But you lost your job because of foolishness. It's not because of God. You just did not know how to say what you should say. Tell somebody, it's not everything we say, even though they are true. It's not everything we say. Because if somebody comes right and say that, I'm looking for your pastor because I want to kill him. Will you point that that's your pastor? If they ask you, is that your pastor? You will say no. It's wisdom. Wisdom is to protect. It's wisdom. You see, so we need wisdom. Now go back to the main scripture. I'm going to show you something. That wisdom is a defense, it protects you and it gives you life, long life. He said, for wisdom is a defense. And just as money also is a defense. Money can make you, you know, have a lot of guards, bodyguards. People are afraid of you because of your money. They know you win them in court. You bribe your way. So money can give you some form of defense. But wisdom is also defense. But the excellency of knowledge, but the reason why wisdom is higher than money. You can have money like Nabal, but you'll be a fool. The reason why wisdom, the defense of wisdom is more excellent than the defense of money, is that wisdom gives you life. Everybody say wisdom gives life. Oh, I can't hear you. Say wisdom gives life to them that have it. So if you see people who have life because of wisdom. They have life because the day they go and stand in the road, they will die. The day they decide that you sleep among mosquitoes, and the mosquitoes bite, you say that, oh, I'm the healed of the Lord. You will die as the sick. Say wisdom. How many of you open your door for mosquitoes? Don't you believe in divine protection? Don't you believe in divine healing? Don't you believe the blood of Jesus is going through you? But does that mean you should carelessly open your door for mosquitoes to enter? No. Is somebody following what I'm saying? Or you don't understand my teaching for tonight? That is why if you're a Christian and you don't study, you will fail your exams. You will not fail because Christ is not the power of God. We can pray over you. We can prophesy. I see you having 6 months. But you may have the reverse. 9 inches. Every chase. You may come with 99999. In all the... Meanwhile, they said they saw 6. I get what I'm trying to say. The reason is because you fail to apply wisdom to study. Wisdom. Scripture says study to show yourself approved. So wisdom is defense and money, but the excellency of wisdom or knowledge is that wisdom gives life to them that have it. But look at it, it didn't end there. Go to verse 13. Go to verse 13 quickly. The sons of Naphtali. No. You have changed the version, the scripture. Jump to 17. Ecclesiastes 17. Jump to 17. Be not overmuch wicked, neither be thou foolish. Why should you die before your time? Don't be foolish, otherwise you will die before your time. I get what I'm saying. That means that foolishness is what cuts short the lifespan of people. Mistakes, errors. Your business can collapse, your ministry can collapse, your marriage can break down just because of lack of wisdom. One decision you make can drive out all your customers. Wisdom. Wisdom is the prayer. Anytime God tells me I'm going to do this, I sit down to find out how should I go about it. Like, the how is very important. The how. The how. Up to now, how we are going to men's school is still on my table. That's why I'm fasting. That's why I'm fasting. I'm fasting. I'm fasting because I am asking God, how? How should I go? Because I don't want to go in the wrong way. Go and how to go are two different things. I get what I'm saying. Tell somebody, go and how to go are two different things. If God says go, you must be careful to ask how, where. Ask. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. So how? He says that so that you will not die a foolish death, or you will not die before your time. So wisdom gives you life and gives you long life. It preserves you. It will not make you drink DDT. It will not make you drink alcohol. And when you are dying, you say the witches in your family are killing you. Wisdom. It will not make you do what you must not do in a relationship, so that your relationship will be solid and preserved. Wisdom will make you take good care of your body, your health, so that you can live long to achieve God's purpose for your life. Wisdom is what can make you know that this is time to sleep, it's time to wake up, it's time to study. It's time. All those things are functions of wisdom. Hallelujah. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number two reason why you need wisdom, because wisdom brings profit and increase to the possessor. When you have wisdom, you will profit, you will increase. Your business will increase. Your finances will increase because you know how to handle it. Your ministry will increase because you know how to do the work. Whatever you are doing, you prosper in it, you profit in it. Listen, prayer is not enough. Oh. Tell somebody, prayer is not enough. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom. You can pray much, but if God does not drop wisdom into your spirit, or you don't apply the wisdom God is giving you, you will make mistakes that will make nothing your hours of prayers. Ezekiel 28, verse 4. Bible says that with wisdom and with thine understanding, thou hast gotten thee riches and hast gotten gold, silver into thy treasures. With what did he get gold and silver? With thy wisdom and understanding, thou hast gotten thee gold and treasures. Gold and silver into your treasures. I pray that may wisdom attract gold and silver into your own treasures. Let your amen be a believer's one. I said, may wisdom expose you to great wealth in the name of Jesus. I pray that any mistake and repetitive lifestyle that keeps you in poverty, it will give way for the wisdom of God. You are being exposed to prosperity in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So wisdom, it's me ma udiye. Emma, udori, ewa dia uyenimu. Number three, wisdom brings direction to your life. Wisdom brings the how to the direction. It shows you. Wisdom will tell you that, no, this is the guy for you. Wisdom will tell you that, no, this is the wrong person for you. Many people came my way, but wisdom helped me to select, to make my final selection. Wisdom. Because you have many cards on the table if you are blessed. If you are a blessed man, a blessed woman, many people will be around you, but the final decision you make, you have to apply wisdom. I looked at where I was going, and I looked at how I want my life to be, and I looked at the kind of family I want to have, and I made a certain decision, and I am benefiting from that decision. And so wisdom, you see, there are things that You may not have a vision about them. There are things that you may not hear audibly from God about them. But God is expecting you to rely on godly wisdom. Everyone say godly wisdom. You know this person, the lifestyle, yes, some way. Wisdom is telling you that way only the Bob Braubebre. But you are also saying that Odiphobia shall come say, you have a problem. I said, you have what? A problem. There was a woman I got to know while growing up, and there was a certain gentleman in her life. She's growing, she's not able to marry because that gentleman in her life has a very bad character, bad behavior. Bad character, like it's into women, into all sort of things. Meanwhile, according to her, a man of God gave her a prophecy that is her destiny husband. So it's like she's afraid to move on. And for 3 years, 4 years, she knows she's just wasting her time. God, the guy is not changing. And yet, she doesn't know whether she should move on or not. She was talking to me. I said, listen, apply wisdom. Apply wisdom. Apply wisdom. Apply wisdom. Use your head. Godly wisdom. I said, they prophesied to me that this one. There's no marriage in heaven. I get what I'm saying. There's no marriage in heaven. And in as much as I believe that God has people for everybody, I also believe that God doesn't tie the destiny of a person to only one person. That when that person is not there, you are doomed. So, if your destiny rib was aborted by her mother. You mean whoever you are going to marry is somebody's rib? You see, you are going to cause confusion in the networking now. Now you are going to marry somebody's rib. That means that that person to marry another person's rib. That means that that person to marry another person's rib by one misconnection. I get what I'm trying to say. So are you trying to tell me that if my rib gets an accident and dies, I am doomed forever? Like, we have not met, oh. Maybe she was 18 years living her life, unfortunately got an accident, and me too, I'm a young, I don't even know that is my rib who is dead in voter region. I don't even know. But you are telling me that God has connected me to one person, so it means that my rib is gone. Now I'm going to pet somebody's rib or marry somebody's rib. So there's something wrong with that theology. Tell somebody, use godly wisdom. The Bible has showed us what to do. It says, from your household, from among the Christendom, people who are brethren, people who are trained after the ways of the Lord, people who are like-minded like you, after the Lord. These are the things Bible has made us know. Godly wisdom. I guess what I'm saying. And so, don't be tired. I'm telling you upon authority, even if you have dreams that you are married to somebody and you see that the person is not, the person has a problem, don't marry the person. When you get to heaven, tell God that your pastor told you not to marry the person. Don't marry the person. Yes. Don't marry the person, because you cannot blame God and say that the woman you gave me, she said I should eat the fruit. You cannot blame God and say that I was having a dream. Let me tell you, those of you here who are dreaming, I have dreamt about two ladies I was married. No, three. I've dreamt about three ladies who were my wives, and I've married one. I didn't marry the other two. So all of them, people are marrying somebody. So I was destined to marry three wives. So begin to say that I had a dream. When you can see that this person will kill you. Well, you can see that this person, that I had a dream. Put your dream somewhere and apply godly wisdom. Pray and look and watch and pray. Apply godly wisdom and let God direct you. Your heart. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So wisdom will bring you profit, and wisdom will bring you direction. Ecclesiastes 10:10. If the iron be blunt and he do not wet the edge, then must he put in more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. The right step to take, the right move, the right way to go about it. How do I brand my product? How do I do this, my business? How do I package myself? How do I sell? How do I handle my customers? How do I handle my ministry? How do I handle my members? How do I handle myself? How do I work well? How do I become the best worker? Ask yourself and pray for wisdom. I get what I'm saying. Otherwise, you will not enjoy your marriage. Because by wisdom, a woman builds a house. By understanding, they are established. That's what the Bible said. By wisdom, a woman builds her home. That means that it takes wisdom for a woman to have a good marriage. It takes wisdom. If you talk by heart, anywhere, anyhow, you say anything that comes into your mind, and you don't have discretion and wisdom, you will not enjoy good marriage. If you like marry Angel Gabriel, you will still not enjoy your marriage. Number four, wisdom brings solution to problems. Every problem you see is answerable by wisdom. It's answerable to wisdom. Every problem that you see is a wisdom problem. Largely. Aside maybe deliverance matters, but most of life issues are wisdom related issues. 1 Kings 3:27. Then the king answered and said, "Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother." Look how King Solomon solved the problem. Two women fighting over one baby. King Solomon just used a nice, wise trick. Okay, divide it for all of them. As usual, the one whose baby is already dead, he doesn't have any attachment to this one. He doesn't have any feeling, any compassion for this of God. So if you say we should kill it, she'll be happy. But the one whose baby it is, she will be moved by compassion. Instead of the baby dying, she'll be willing to even let the baby go than for the baby to die. That was the wisdom Solomon used. The Bible says that this wisdom spread everywhere. How David solved that problem. May problems in your company be resolved by your wisdom. May problems in your marriage be resolved by your wisdom. May problems in your ministry be resolved by your wisdom. I declare that for every problem staring at you, may the wisdom of God grant you results. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Number five, wisdom guarantees dominion and rulership. Wisdom is what brings you into rulership. Your boss is looking for somebody who will solve problems. I'm telling you. That seat is for somebody who will solve problems. Somebody who will. Your boss is not a wicked man. He's just looking for somebody who will be promoted to that office. But he's looking for somebody who will solve a problem. Somebody who will solve a problem. Are you solving problems in your office? Or you are adding to the problems? Some of you, if your boss assigned you to anything, you rather create more problems for them to send another worker to come and do damage control. They give you customers. Because of you, they stop coming to buy from the company. Or they stop attending the church. Because of your behavior or your non-seriousness. Then you have to look for another worker to come and do the damage control and convince that customer to come back and trade with the business. Once you are like that and you say, oh, it's a season for promotion. So they are promoting everybody from whatever to superintendent to whatever. You see that your boss may not call you. Meanwhile, you are fasting and praying. You have come to travel. They poured oil on you. But you see, you are not solving problems there. May you solve problems wherever you find yourself. May you be a solution to every problem you find yourself. Proverbs 8:15, Bible says, by me, wisdom is speaking. Wisdom says, by me, that is by wisdom, kings reign. Princes decree justice. 16, by me, princes rule, and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. You must understand that Joseph took charge of Egypt by wisdom. Why did you read that Joseph was speaking in tongues? Joseph was not speaking in tongues. He didn't take Egypt by tongues. Joseph didn't take Egypt by fasting and prayer. Joseph took over Egypt by wisdom. And now listen to me. Joseph did not take over Egypt because of interpreting the dream. Don't get it twisted. Tell somebody it was not a dream. It was not a dream. Read the scripture well. It was not a dream. Some of you thought that, oh, Joseph interpreted the dream and then Pharaoh gave him the throne. No. Joseph was ushered to interpret dream, but he didn't end there. He said, my king, let my Lord appoint. He didn't even know. He was not even talking about himself. He didn't even know that it would be that position. He gave the king a solution. That let my Lord the king appoint an officer in charge of food and agriculture, and let him henceforth for the next 7 years keep 20%. Everybody say 20%. That means that if you don't know how much at least you should save in your salary, 20%. Use the wisdom of Joseph. At least 20% let them save, and let them keep it in their bands for the next 7 years. That was the strategy. So, the solution was so brilliant in the ears of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said, oh, since you have been able to get me a solution, there is no other man on this earth who is as wise as you in my kingdom. So, since you have provided a solution, come and sit on that throne. So, what gave Joseph access to the throne was not the interpretation of the dream, was the solution he provided, the display of wisdom. The display of wisdom. After you leave here tonight, may you begin to display wisdom. Wherever you find yourself, you will begin to see that people will start coming to you. People will start bringing you problems for you to solve. The more they are bringing you problems, it will be exchanged with money. You solve their problem, they pay you. 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 And that is how people become rich. They bring out an invention. Somebody brought out the fan so that we'll not feel hot anymore. Somebody brought out the knife so that we'll not struggle to cut. Somebody brought out Facebook so that we can network. Somebody said, okay, I'll bring Twitter so that we can take it to a higher level. Somebody said, oh, we want more videos. They brought TikTok. They brought other things. And they are cashing out. Say wisdom. They are cashing out. Solomon 2, may you take over your own world. May you take over that industry. May you take over that company. May you become the special one to your boss because of your wisdom. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Genesis 41, 38, all the way to 40. That's where Joseph's story was. I'm going to pray with you tonight. And we're going to pray for wisdom. We're going to ask the Lord to enlighten our spirit. You see, one of the ways that wisdom comes is by the word of God. The fear of the Lord also brings wisdom. The word of God also brings wisdom. Therefore, you have known the scriptures from your childhood, which are able to make you wise. So the scriptures can make you wise. And the fear of the Lord can make you wise. I get what I'm saying. We are going to pray tonight. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.